Amid controversial plans to log on Rose Swanson Mountain in Spalumcheen, a grassroots effort is emerging to protect what many in the community consider to be a treasured recreational site, a wealth of cultural heritage resources and a biodiversity hotspot. Rose Swanson is also an essential watershed and a critical habitat for at-risk species, and the mountain has a growing list of advocates looking to preserve these values. The Armstrong Spalumcheen Trails Society, with the help of local advocate Danica Georgievich, is spearheading the Rose Swanson Wilderness Conservancy Project, an initiative that aims to safeguard all of the non-timber values that exist on the mountain with a legal framework that has the teeth to keep timber proponents in check. Marge Sidney, president of the Trails Society, is a former biologist with the Ministry of Environment who was born and raised in the community, while Georgievich is a retired lawyer who has spent more than 3 years researching the complex legal issues that have been developing on the mountain for decades. Together, they hope to get more people in the community involved in their push to protect Rose Swanson Mountain with a conservancy. For Sidney, the history of Rose Swanson is intertwined with her family history. Her father helped build the Centennial Trail on the mountain in the 1960s, in celebration of Canada's centennial. The trail network on the mountain has been there for 100 years, she said. Rose Swanson Mountain is the community's asset, Georgievich asserts, pointing out that it is crown land that is 100% within the township of Spalumcheen boundaries, not the edge of our township, but actually centered within our township, she said. The township, as well as the city of Armstrong and the Splatchine and Silex First Nations, all have a vested interest on the mountain, and the push for a conservancy is in part a matter of aligning the interests of these different stakeholders. A total of 712 acres on Rose Swanson Mountain was protected by a sensitive area order in 1996. The order had the objective of maintaining trails, protecting the visual quality of the area, and maintaining recreational values by limiting timber harvesting to low-impact silvicultural systems. However, Georgievich says the forest stewardship plan drawn up by BC Timber Sales in 2018 was presented, as though the sensitive order was gone. Once it is presented as land that has no legal encumbrances on it for the sensitive area, BC Timber Sales draws up plans to log it as though the values aren't there, or they're not legally binding, Georgievich said. They were saying, we know you have trails and we'll protect the best of your trails, but we're free to log, so that's where the dispute arose. The community has pushed back sharply against the plans to log on the mountain, with an online petition to prevent logging on Rose Swanson garnering more than 24,000 signatures. According to BC Timber Sales Forest Stewardship Plan, Rose Swanson Mountain was examined in the late 1980s and early 90s to see if it could become a provincial park, but BC Parks determined that although the mountain had local and regional recreational value, it did not meet the criteria for a provincial park. It added there are no plans to designate Rose Swanson as a provincial park currently. As it stands, BC Timber Sales is allowed to harvest a maximum of 5% of the 712 hectares designated as sensitive in any 10-year period, which is about 35.6 hectares. But Georgievich and Sidney say that's not enough of an assurance that the values on the mountain will be protected. And there are many values, they say. In addition to recreation, they say Rose Swanson is a critical source of water for farmers and residents in Spalumcheen. If you don't get snow up on the mountain or if the hydrological cycle is disrupted by logging, it can compromise our ability to have water, to farm, to live, everything. You can't be in Spalumcheen without water, Georgievich said. Just over a year ago, when Georgievich says it became apparent that the BC government was digging in its heels on wanting to log Rose Swanson, she and Sidney came up with the idea to leapfrog a rash of controversy and legal action by building up a conservancy, just to get to a place where inevitably we're all going to get anyway. But they can't do it alone. We need expert help, said Sidney. And that's where an environmental lawyer has come into the picture. The Trail Society has retained the services of environmental lawyer Carla Konkin, who Sidney says will be providing the off-ramp for the government so they can save face. Georgievich says now is the ideal time to create a conservancy because it would align with goals recently announced by multiple levels of government. The push for a Roe Swanson Conservancy is intended to dovetail with an agreement made in early November between the federal government, BC and First Nations to protect biodiversity, old growth and species at risk through the 30% land commitment, under which the government aims to protect 30% of lands in BC by 2030. Between now and 2030, the First Nations of BC and the federal and provincial governments intend to move 100,000 hectares of BC land into some form of protection, Georgevich said. We have situated ourselves as a community to ensure that Roe Swanson is 1,780 hectares of that 100,000 hectares. Sydney added that protection of Roe Swanson would also fit the province's old growth deferral process, which is in part an effort to protect the biodiversity of natural forests that gets lost when timber proponents replant trees and create a monoculture. It fits like a glove, Sydney said. The timing is perfect for us to pursue a conservancy right now. Georgevich and Sydney say BC timber sales has failed to recognize any of the non-timber values on the mountain, adding BC timber sales did not take inventory of species at risk, and have not acknowledged the existence of many of the creeks, ponds, wetlands and bogs that give Roe Swanson its high biodiversity value. Georgevich says BC timber sales is incentivized to avoid looking at aspects of the mountain that would get in the way of logging. They just keep saying in their logging plan that there's nothing to be destroyed up there, that it's a wasteland, Georgevich said. There is a vested interest in not assessing the non-timber values. But Georgevich and Sydney say it is possible to harvest wood on the mountain while protecting it as a recreation site, a source of water, an archaeological hotbed and a place with rich biodiversity. With wildfires posing a greater threat now than ever before, Georgevich says reducing wildfire risk is at the top of our agenda when it comes to creating a Roe Swanson Conservancy, and it can be done in a way that allows BC timber sales to harvest strategically on the mountain. Roe Swanson Mountain is a well-used treasure in the community. Sydney says trail counters were installed 2 years ago, which saw 20,000 people use the trails in the first year. It's amazing how many people are using the mountain for many different reasons, not just recreation, not just physical health but also mental health, Sydney said, adding the Mountian is the only crownland that locals have access to in their community. Georgevich added that there haven't been many mental health services in Armstrong and Spalumcheen over the years, and doctors have been, basically prescribing people a walk on Roe Swanson a day, as a mental health boost. From a legal perspective, a conservancy would be the next step up from Roe Swanson's 1996 sensitive area designation, said Georgevich, adding it would preserve the lands until a national or provincial park can potentially be formed. There's lots of work to do to create the conservancy, and the Trail Society needs all the help it can get to make it a reality. Anyone interested in joining the Trail Society's effort as a volunteer, or donating to help cover lawyer fees, can email astrailsociety@gmail.com. Read more. New Conservancy Protects Sacred Tahltan Land in Northwest BC. Read more. New Conservancy will protect 274-acre corridor BC grizzly bears used to meet, mingle.